Hey, deserving listeners, it's just me today. I thought I would do a deep dive into the issue of repression and memory and recovered memories and child sexual abuse and allegations that come up decades later regarding child sexual abuse and all that other stuff. It's the reason why I want to talk about this is because I recently watched the documentary on Netflix called The Keepers. Came out 2017, directed by Ryan White. This documentary touches on many interesting topics. It's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. It's probably 7 or 8 episodes or something. It is potentially better than Making a Murderer. It's so compelling. The issues brought up are actually not anything necessarily new, but the scope is so big and the way that they put it all together, it's just riveting. I'm not going to spoil it much, I guess. And I'm not even going to talk about the documentary too much. Mostly what I'm going to talk about today is research regarding recovered memories and child sexual abuse. But basically, The Keepers, it starts off as a murder mystery. Then it goes into sexual abuse and trauma. Then it goes into police corruption and government corruption on a huge scale. It goes into the power of institutions and the Catholic Church and the legal system and the prosecution system. And it goes into repressed memories. And it goes into how Facebook can help people come together and advocate for things, and how research and how just grassroots research can be done to actually, attain justice. And so now, having said all that, when I heard someone describe this documentary to me when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, I don't want to watch that. That sounds terribly depressing and awful. And it's not necessarily uplifting, but it's not a drudgery, if that makes any sense. It's actually very interesting to watch, and it's not. I didn't feel depressed. I was moved, but I didn't feel depressed by it. Although it is a potentially depressing topic. And if you have experienced childhood abuse, particularly sexual abuse, my guess is that you should be very careful about watching this, because there are lots of conversations with victims and recreations, like not, you know, graphic recreations, but like, you know, kind of like these dramatic recreations of what it was like for some of these women in the 60s. And it would absolutely be triggering. So you should just be careful. But anyway, all of these issues, you know, these various different issues, the murder mystery, sexual abuse, Catholic Church, government corruption, police corruption, repressed memories, all these things are presented in a really fascinating way in the documentary. And I thought I would talk about this documentary, but I wanted to do a deep dive, and instead of doing a deep dive on all 10 of those topics, I thought I would just dive into the main psychological issue involved in this documentary, which is repressed memories. I get a lot of emails about repressed memories. For example, a patron wrote me recently. She wrote, "Hey Kirk, my question is this. Do repressed memories exist? I've always been a non-believer. It brings to mind the satanic abuse crisis of the 90s, where all these people suddenly recovered memories of bizarre abuses, and many people were falsely accused and imprisoned. However, over the past few months of working with a trauma therapist, I have had a few very vague images of early abuse in my own life, small details that I had not previously remembered. I knew abuse had occurred in my life, but I have never known what exactly happened. Now I randomly get these memories of what happened. It sometimes happens in therapy, but it typically happens at home. I feel like I'm losing my mind. I'm worried that I'm just making these things up in an attempt to close the gaps in my memory. Kirk, what is your opinion on this? Kirk, your opinion on this would mean a lot to me. Have you had clients with similar issues? How have you approached it?" End of email. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. We're going to do a deep dive on the concept of repression, the history of the concept going back to Charcot and Freud and Breuer, what happened in the 90s in terms of what the patron is talking about, what does the research say? There's a lot of research on this. How do clinicians view this today? There's a lot of research on that too. Is it possible to repress memories and then later, quote unquote, recover them? And also, we're going to talk about the implications for treatment and my recommendations to everyone else. Welcome to the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I'm a therapist and a professor. This episode is just for patrons of the podcast. I apologize for that. So if you're listening to this and you're not a patron of the podcast yet, this episode will end before the content begins. If you want to hear the full episode, you have to become a patron of the podcast by going to patreon.com. That's patreon.com. Just search for Psychology in Seattle. Become a patron and you'll get access to hundreds of patron exclusive episodes, including this one, in which we do deep dives into various topics. And remember that a portion of your monthly pledge goes towards various charities that we support, including petfinder.com.